This is a referendum. And let me just say something to everybody that is so about winning. And if they don't win, they quit. What kind of sportsman are you? The idea is to win more than you lose. Sometimes you lose. But in politics, the beautiful thing about politics, when you have a referendum of this magnitude, it's the opportunity to educate, to persuade. We don't have to win this election. It'd be great if we did. But if the people want to regain control of our government, it's the process that matters. It's the continuous getting on the soapbox and telling the truth. Up here in Minnesota, and I know you would be expecting to see Royce White here tonight, he's out working with young men, turning young athletes into productive members of our society, being America's coach. When Royce is running, he's teaching. He tells the truth. He doesn't tell the audience what he thinks they want to hear. He tells them what he thinks is true and right and good. And I noticed that up here in Minnesota, we got two very establishment-type candidates running for Senate against Royce. One is the relatively well-known Michelle Tafoya, a sideline reporter of NFL fame. She's been around a long time. And when I did the Apple research on her, I found out that she was anti-President Trump, pro-immigration, or at least willing to do some workarounds in immigration, and she supported red flag laws. In other words, she was interested in curtailing my Second Amendment rights. And I looked at that, and I downloaded a bunch of her videos where she was talking about those issues, and I played them on the Professor Penn podcast, which we broadcast here at Free People Radio. Free People Radio is a studio here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the belly of the beast. Please go to freepeopleradio.com. That's freepeopleradio.com. That's where Royce and I do our hack into the matrix, so to speak, 7 days a week. I went back to look for those same clips. They're gone. They've disappeared. How could that be possible? That takes some juice. Well, of course she has that juice. She's the hand-picked candidate of the National Republican Senatorial Committee led by the Rhino Tim Scott, who works with the Rhino John Thune. These are the people that could pass the Genius Act about cryptocurrency, in other words, digital currency, but they couldn't bring for a vote the SAVE Act to secure the elections for the American people. That's who we got running the show, and that's their candidate, Michelle Tafoya. Oh, she's so nice, and she's so sweet, and she's so empathetic. And when she speaks in platitudes. She says nothing. She says blah, blah. She's the blah, blah candidate. Her campaign logo is purple. It's not red. If you go to her website, it doesn't say Republican any place on her website. She is the product of the pro-choice Republicans because she is a pro-choice Republican. And I have to ask myself, a pro-choice Republican, pro-choice, okay, great. What are you conserving? The reason I am in the Republican Party, the reason I'm an officer in the Republican Party is because I think there are ideas worth conserving. Let me give you one. A creator that granted me unalienable rights. That would be a pretty important idea to conserve. But when you start pulling out the load-bearing walls of faith, you end up with communism and Marxism and Nazism and transgenderism. All the isms come when you remove the load-bearing walls of faith. So here I am up here in Minnesota, political activist, working at Free People Radio with Royce, in the streets, watching what the establishment is doing to stop Royce White. Royce, as you know, got the endorsement of the Republican Party in the 2024 cycle. He was running for Senate in that cycle. And no sooner did he win the endorsement from the delegates, yes, on the first ballot, yes, to overwhelming applause and accolades, the rhinos of the party, and I'm just going to name a name for just because it's appropriate to what's going on in Kentucky, led by Norm Coleman, who is the president right now of the Republican Jewish Committee, one of the primary supporters of Israel here politically, and then Senator Rudy Boschwitz, another primary supporter of globalism and Israel, the two stalwarts here in Minnesota. And yes, they're both Jewish, but that's not the issue. They're Jewish ethnically. Their politics is Zionism. And let me make a distinction for the people that have anti-Semitic feelings. There are about 10 to 15% of the Jews in this world that are opposed to the nation state of Israel. You're looking at one of them. Why? Because we believe in God. That's why. Now, that's not to say that other people wouldn't claim to believe in God. But if you believe in God to the way back, you believe that the Jewish people were expelled from the Holy Land for sexual immorality, for worshiping false gods, and for murder, and that they were dispersed throughout the world. And for 1,850 years, Jewish people all over the world had an oath that they took, and that oath was that the Jewish people would not return en masse as a wall to the Holy Land, that we would blend into the countries that we lived in, that we would support the countries that we lived in, and that we would atone for the sins of murder and sexual immorality and worshiping false gods through prayer and study and charity. In other words, we'd keep our head down until the Messiah came. And somehow, associated with the Enlightenment, the Industrial Revolution, the movement to the cities, the desire to throw off the shackles of the hereditary rulers of Europe and the tyrannical rule of the rulers with the church, these people gave birth to all kinds of isms: Bolshevism, communism, Nazism, scientism, you name it, the isms. It's like a bad band. And these people gave up the faith of their fathers, and many of them became Marxists and Bolsheviks, and many of them made their way to Israel. Not my grandfather. My grandfather chose to come here by choice to do what? Practice religious freedom and economic freedom. And hit my grandmother said to me, "My son, you're in America. Love this country. Be an American." And I did it. And I'm so proud of my country that has given me the freedom to live my life and to find my way to be with you here tonight. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to be back very soon. This is David Penn, your host, filling in tonight for Royce White. We'll be back right after these commercial announcements.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds, he says, Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos, and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks.